Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God on this third Sunday of the Lenten season. I think I said last year Advent season, so I was practiced for Lenten season. I am a little bit more energized this morning because I went on a field trip. Confirmands came from upstairs down here to look at the reredos. And I said most people in the congregation probably do not know what the reredos is. Does anybody know what the reredos is? It is the wood structure up and over the white altar. And at the four points of the reredos, thus the field trip, are the four shields of the Gospels. So on the top left is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they have little shields there. So anytime, I was going to ask for that, but wasn't sure, because then you cut off the live stream. But those shields, if you want to go up and look at them, they are symbols of the four Gospels. What does the word gospel mean? The good news. And so the Gospels share the good news of Jesus Christ. We have heard the good news, and we come in to worship Christ because of that good news. So welcome to our time of worship. Please look at all of the announcements in the bulletin. Of particular importance this Sunday is on the 26th, which I believe is Saturday night, right? 6:30? We have the fellowship game night. Now, if you are not a board game player, are you going to have any video? You're bringing the game, so if you want to bring a video game, you can connect that to one of our TVs. But if you don't play games, I don't play games real well. I'm just coming for the fellowship and the snacks that everybody else is bringing. I'm not going to eat the snack my wife brings. I want to share. So it's not just about games. It's about fellowship. So Saturday at 6:30, we'll be down in the gym or the chapel, the fireside room. Please think about coming for fellowship with your church family. And then pay attention to the announcement about the special congregational meeting when we will have Ryan Volkman here on Saturday evening, April 9th, and then on the 10th, he will be here for both services of worship. We'll have a congregational meeting after the 8 o'clock service that will be recessed and then reconvened after the 10:30. During the Sunday school hour will be a meet and greet time that you can meet him down in the gym or the chapel with some of those details to be worked out. So please be aware of that. And listen to our morning prelude as we tune our hearts and our minds into Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you. Our opening scripture this morning is taken from the 119th Psalm, verses 105 through 112, and can be found on page 610 of your pew Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Let's pray. We praise you, O God. You have been faithful and true through good times and bad. Forgive us for doubting when we have not seen your hand at work, believing that you are too distant to care or too weak to act. Open our eyes, our ears, our minds, our hearts to the glory of what you are about in this world. Open our hands to both receive from you and to reach out to others. Breathe into us the new life of your Holy Spirit, that we may breathe out your good news. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our opening hymns of praise. Number 272, Thy Word, followed directly by number 270, Wonderful Words of Life.
Thank you.
Join me now in the Lenten Litany of Prayer. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others.
Jesus, help us to do good works without receiving attention from others, because you only desire to worship and serve you.
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place.
Lord, help me to face the truth, good and bad, about myself, because you already know everything about me, and love me no matter what. Cleanse me of dishonesty, and fill my heart with wisdom.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Save me, Lord.
If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Father, help me to trust enough in your great love that I am willing to empty myself to make room for Jesus.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. I will be reading from Matthew chapter 13, which can be found on page 968 of your pew Bibles, beginning at verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all these things?" Jesus asked. "Yes," they replied. He said to them, Therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. This is the word of God.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. How are we doing? Did you have a good week off of school, you two older ones? Are you ready for tomorrow morning? Hey, that's good. Early service, I didn't get any shakes that anybody was ready to go back tomorrow. There was a verse in our reading from Psalm 119, hi there, right between them, and it said, the wicked,
okay, Mom.
Are you? That's good, you look good too. There is a verse in Psalm 119, verse 110, it says, the wicked have set a snare for you, or for me. Do you guys know what a snare is? What's a snare? Oh, a snare is a trap, okay? And so the wicked out there, they set traps for us. They tempt us. And that has to do a little bit with the parable that we're talking about from Matthew 13 this morning when Jesus teaches us the parable of the weeds. There was a gentleman that owned some land that he was going out and he planted good wheat seeds in the field, and then when he was sleeping, his enemy came and he sowed weeds in the field. And when everything started to grow, the wheat and the weeds came up together, and the man's servants wondered why he sowed bad seed. And he said, I didn't, but my enemy must have come. And so you couldn't really tell the wheat from the weeds because they grew up together. And the workers, the servants, they wanted to go out and pull out all the weeds. But the owner of the field said, no, you can't do that, because when you pull up the weeds, you'll also pull up the wheat. So you have to wait till the end. Now, have any of you ever pulled weeds in a garden? Have you? Do you like doing that? No, it's no fun. They give us some tools. I have my trusty little children's rake and children's hoe that I got for an hour or two to help them in the garden. But really, they didn't start doing too much gardening until they were older. But when you use this rake, sometimes you pull out the good plant with the weeds. I've been trying to grow some corn in my backyard for a few years, and when the corn starts to pop up and it's a couple inches high, it seems like the weeds are taking over. So I take the hoe out there, and every once in a while when I get a weed, I also get one of those little corn plants. And I didn't want to do that. So in the parable, Jesus says, wait until the end. Well, if we don't take care of the weeds, the wheat's not going to grow as tall and be as profitable as we want it to be. So the weeds have to be taken care of. But the owner of the field, Jesus, is saying, wait until the harvest. And what that means is like that wicked sets a snare for us. We live in a world where there's wickedness. We live in a world where there are people trying to snare and trap us. And we have to have the light of Jesus. We have to have the word of Jesus to guide our path so we know what's right and how to stay away from those snares, those traps. When you see somebody doing something that's not the right thing to do, you have to remember Jesus doesn't want you to do that. When you're starting to think of something that you might say that would not be helpful or good to someone else, you have to remember Jesus doesn't want you to say that. Those are some of those snares and those traps. And in the end time, when Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to look at us and he's going to separate the wheat and the weeds. And we want to be the wheat, the righteous, and not the weeds, because they're going to get thrown into the furnace. We want to be in heaven with Jesus Christ as the wheat. So we want to be part of that good seed. So we have to continue to learn about Jesus. Our parents, our teachers, they help us out learning more how to live. Let's pray. Lord, we pray your blessing upon these five young children. We pray that as they continue to grow in faith, Lord, may they be able to tell what is the good and what is the bad. Give them hearts of understanding that they would live and glorify you. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we sing our sermon hymn number 183, Beneath the Cross of Jesus.